Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. As the world observes World Oceans Day today, a significant theme emerges: reimagine, beyond the world we know, a new relationship with our ocean. This is not just a call to action, but also a reminder of the critical role oceans play in our ecosystem, and the need for a balanced approach between the blue economy and marine conservation. What makes this significant is that World Oceans Day was first proposed at the 1992 Rio Summit and later designated by the UN in 2008. Today, as we observe this day, the High Seas Treaty, also known as the BBNJ Treaty, has come into force starting January 2026. This treaty aims to regulate the use of the world's oceans and promote the conservation of marine biodiversity. India, too, is advancing its deep ocean mission with the submersible Matsya 6000 built by the National Institute of Ocean Technology, capable of carrying a crew of 3 to a depth of 6,000 meters. First, let's look at the key data. World Oceans Day is observed on 8 June. And the UN designated it in 2008. The Deep Ocean Mission, led by the Ministry of Earth Sciences, involves exploring the central Indian Ocean basin for nodules. Building on this, it's worth noting that India is also working on the High Seas Treaty, which came into force in January 2026. And here is something that surprises many students: the blue economy and marine conservation are not mutually exclusive, but rather complementary aspects of sustainable development, as outlined in Sustainable Development Goal 14. Now, let's turn to the Bonn Climate Conference, which opened on 8 June 2026. This is a significant event, as it marks the mid-year UN climate talks, with a push to triple grant-based adaptation finance to $120 billion a year by 2035. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India will need to navigate the complex landscape of climate finance while also promoting its own development goals. The Bonn Climate Conference, also known as SB64, will run from June 8 to 18, 2026. And will involve the subsidiary bodies, SBI and SBSTA. Remember this number, $120 billion per year by 2035, which is a significant increase from the $40 billion goal set at COP26. Crucially, the demand for adaptation finance is critical, as it will help developing countries like India to adapt to the impacts of climate change. But why does this matter? It matters because climate change is a global problem that requires a collective response. And here is something that surprises many students: the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities, or CBDRRC, will play a critical role in shaping the outcome of the Bonn Climate Conference. Now, let's look at the Land Port Management System, which is being launched by India to digitize border trade. This is a significant development, as it will integrate operations across India's 15 land ports. The Land Port Management System will be operated by the Land Ports Authority of India under the Department of Border Management, Ministry of Home Affairs. What makes this significant is that it will integrate with IceGate and ULIP and will help to facilitate trade and commerce across India's borders. Note this carefully. Petrapole is India's largest land port, and it will play a critical role in the land port management system. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it's essential to understand the significance of trade facilitation and border security. The land port management system is a critical component of India's trade infrastructure, and it will help to promote economic growth and development. And here is something that surprises many students: the Land Ports Authority of India is a statutory body under the Ministry of Home Affairs, and it will play a critical role in managing India's land ports. Now, let's turn to the Bhakra Dam, which is facing a significant challenge. The dam wall is deflecting beyond its permissible limit, prompting an IIT Roorkee safety study and renewing attention on India's aging dams. What does this mean for India's water security? It means that India will need to invest in dam safety and maintenance to ensure that its water infrastructure is secure and reliable. The Bhakra Dam is located on the Sutlej River in Himachal Pradesh, and it has a reservoir called Gobind Sagar. It is managed by the Bhakra Base Management Board, or BBMB. It is worth pausing here to note that the Dam Safety Act, 2021, created the National Dam Safety Authority, or NDSA, which will oversee dam safety in India. India has over 6,000 large dams, and the NDSA will play a critical role in ensuring their safety and security. Remember this number, 6,000, which is the number of large dams in India. And here is something that surprises many students: the Dam Rehabilitation and Improvement Project, or DRIP, is a World Bank-aided project that aims to improve the safety and performance of India's dams. Now, let's look at the India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting, which was co-chaired by EAMS Jaishankar and Indonesian FM Sugiono in New Delhi on 7 June 2026. This meeting is significant as it reviewed the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Indonesia, which includes defense, maritime, trade, and critical minerals. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India will need to navigate the complex landscape of Southeast Asia while also promoting its own development goals. Indonesia is the largest economy in ASEAN, and it plays a critical role in the region. Now, let's turn to the Kirthaitu Hydroelectric Project, which is being advanced by India on the Chenab River. This project is significant as it will generate 930 megawatts of power, and it is a run-off river project. What makes this significant is that the Indus Waters Treaty, which was signed in 1960, is currently in abeyance, and India is accelerating stalled projects. The Kirthaitu project is being developed by the Chenab Valley Power Projects Private Limited, or CVPPL, which is a joint venture between NHPC and JKSPDC. Now, let's look at the UN Military Gender Advocate Award, which was won by Major Abhilasha Barak, India's first woman combat aviator. This award is significant as it recognizes the role of women in peacekeeping, and it promotes the implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1325, which was adopted in 2000. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India will need to promote the role of women in peacekeeping while also promoting its own development goals. Major Abhilasha Barak is the third Indian peacekeeper to win this award, and she has worked with the UNIFIL in Lebanon. Now, let's turn to the Ejagriti platform, which has won a silver award at the National E-Governance Awards 2026. This platform is significant as it enables virtual hearings across the Consumer Commission structure under the Consumer Protection Act, 2019. What makes this significant is that it promotes consumer justice, and it helps to facilitate the resolution of consumer disputes. The Ejagriti platform is operated by the Department of Consumer Affairs, and it is a critical component of India's consumer protection infrastructure. Now, let's look at the E85 High Ethanol Flex Fuel, which has been launched in India. This fuel is significant as it contains up to 85% ethanol, and it is designed for flex fuel vehicles. What does this mean for India's energy security? It means that India will need to promote the use of biofuels while also reducing its dependence on fossil fuels. The E85 fuel is part of the Ethanol Blended Petrol Program, which aims to promote the use of ethanol in petrol. Remember this number, 85, which is the percentage of ethanol in the E85 fuel. Now, let's turn to the SAFF Women's Championship, which was won by India. This championship is significant as it promotes women's football in South Asia, and it helps to facilitate the development of women's sports in the region. What makes this significant is that India won the championship by beating Bangladesh 3-1 in the final, and it is India's sixth title. The SAFF Women's Championship is organized by the South Asian Football Federation, which was founded in 1997. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Oceans Day is observed on 8 June, and it was designated by the UN in 2008. The High Seas Treaty, also known as the BBNJ Treaty, came into force in January 2026. The Deep Ocean Mission is led by the Ministry of Earth Sciences, and it involves exploring the Central Indian Ocean Basin for nodules. The Bonn Climate Conference, also known as SB64, will run from June 8 to 18, 2026, and it will involve the subsidiary bodies, SBI and SBSTA. The demand for adaptation finance is critical, and it will help developing countries like India to adapt to the impacts of climate change. The Land Port Management System is being launched by India to digitize border trade, and it will integrate operations across India's 15 land ports. The Bhakra Dam is facing a significant challenge, and it is located on the Sutlej River in Himachal Pradesh. The Dam Safety Act, 2021, created the National Dam Safety Authority, which will oversee dam safety in India. The India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting reviewed the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Indonesia, which includes defense, maritime, trade, and critical minerals. The Kirthaitu hydroelectric project is being advanced by India on the Chenab River, and it will generate 930 megawatts of power. The UN Military Gender Advocate Award was won by Major Abhilasha Barak, India's first woman combat aviator. The eJagriti platform has won a silver award at the National eGovernance Awards 2026, and it enables virtual hearings across the Consumer Commission structure under the Consumer Protection Act 2019. The E85 High Ethanol Flex Fuel has been launched in India, and it contains up to 85% ethanol. The SAFF Women's Championship was won by India, and it is India's sixth title. The South Asian Football Federation was founded in 1997, and it organizes the SAFF Women's Championship. Remember these numbers: 6,000, which is the number of large dams in India, and 85, which is the percentage of ethanol in the E85 fuel. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It's essential to understand the significance of these events and developments and how they relate to India's strategic position and development goals. The key is to analyze the information, identify the critical points, and connect them to the broader context of India's governance, economy, and international relations. In conclusion, today's current affairs are a reminder of the complex and interconnected world we live in, where events and developments in one area can have far-reaching implications for others. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, it's essential to stay informed, analyze the information, and connect the dots to understand the bigger picture. The significance of these events and developments lies in their impact on India's strategic position, development goals, and the lives of its citizens.